WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the voicemobile here at WMFO at Tufts University. All right, so how's everybody doing out there? I'm trying to sign in. Yes, it's me. Yes, it's me. Okay, good. Bye-bye. Happy Passover. Yeah, so, all right, so let's see. Trying to sign in, but well, before I do that, let's share some important information for you folks out there. Blackout emergency preparedness. Oops, there's a phone call coming in. Oh boy. Give me a second here. Yes, see what's going on with this. Yes. Hello?
Hi, this is Michael again from CityStat.
Yeah, can you hold on a minute, please? Because I'm on the air. Just a minute, please, okay?
You got it. Don't worry.
Let's see, let's put on some music here. We're getting ready for Passover, so let's get something on from the Passover Lounge. And let's do, I put it in and it spit it right back out. Don't do that to me. Okay, oh, and now this, I don't have our, let's put something, oh, this is so annoying. Every time I come in, it's something else. Let me put something else on a different deck, which is, none of these decks are up on the board. Hopefully this one will work. All right, so let's do this.
I hear now ringing in my ear. I've heard that sound before. What's that I hear now ringing in my ears? I hear it more and more. It's the sound.
It's the sound of
freedom.
Freedom calling.
Ringing up.
Ringing up
to the sky. I see now shining in my eyes. I've seen that light before. What's that I see now shining in my eyes? I feel now beating in my heart. I felt that beat before.
It's the rumble
of the old ways.
Always falling.
that sound before? What's that I hear now ringing in my ears? I hear more and more and more. It's the sound,
it's the sound of
freedom,
freedom calling.
Ring it up,
ring it up to the sky.
Well, we've got another situation for a change. So let me finish what I was starting to share with you about blackout emergency preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, so let's see. Where were we? I don't know how to reconfigure the board for a change. They have only mics and not any CD decks, and it's not allowing me to change it again. I don't know why, so we'll have to just use the one deck that I do have. We just listened to, Vihish Amda from the Passover Lounge, and that's with a whole bunch of folks. Craig, let's see, where does it say in here? We've got Craig Talman and Craig and Company. So let's go now to this other CD that I was going to play for us. Or in fact, that's what I played. No, I played, what did I play here? What's That I Hear? That's what I played. And now we'll hear the other one. So it just takes a minute because I only have, unfortunately, I only have one deck at the moment. I'll try to figure out how I can get the other one working. Anyway, Passover is very, very soon. Oh, I see what I did. I've got it over here. And let's see if it'll even come out. Okay, it did come out. All right, so we've got the seders to prepare for, the cleaning the kitchens, all this wonderful stuff. And let's do... All right, we're ready to go. All right. Huh. Well, that stopped me way too soon. Okay, that was pretty interesting, actually. That's the Passover Lounge. And who all is on this? Let's see. We've got Craig and Company. So, let's see. Anyway, let's see what else we've got. All right, so none of that. And this is just going to be a Passover sing-along. And this is with the Children's Village of Jerusalem. Let's do... Okay. Children's Village Passover sing-along. And it's just a bit of a challenge with only one deck right now. Interesting. All right, we've got Let My People Go. And so, as I said, the Passover Seder starts Wednesday night. That's the first Seder. And we'll have the second Seder Thursday night. Lots of preparations going on. So, go with the first one here.
Yocheved and Miriam were rewarded by Hashem for the sacrifice they made for Jewish children. Paro said to kill the boys, but this they would not do. Hashem bless them, and B'nai Yisroel grew. Shifra and Pua, Pua and Shifra, doesn't matter how it's said. Shifra and Pua didn't listen to Paro, they only feared Hashem. Shifra and Pua, Pua and Shifra acted very brave.
Shifra and Pua, Pua and Shifra,
doesn't matter how it's said. Shifra and Pua didn't listen to Paro, they only fear Hashem. Shifra and Pua, Pua and Shifra acted very brave, and through their act of courage many Jewish boys were saved. Oh, Shifra and Pua, Pua and Shifra, doesn't matter how it's said. Shifra and Pua didn't listen to Paro, they only feared Hashem. Shifra and Pua, Pua and Shifra acted very brave, and through their act of courage many Jewish boys were saved. Yocheved and Miriam were rewarded by Hashem for the sacrifice they made for Jewish children. Paro said to kill the boys, but this they would not do. Hashem bless them, and B'nai Yisrael grew.
All right. Rabbi Mordechai Dubin, Shifra and Pua, who were the young ladies, the birthing helpers, who were told by Pharaoh, got to kill all the Jewish boys. And they feared God, and they did not. They did not comply. All right, so get something from this reggae Hanukkah CD coming up here, and that's going to be, well, let's see, we haven't, okay, so, oh, how about, of course they don't have the numbers on here, that's just really, this is Alan Edder and Friends, it's called Reggae Passover, and let's see, so, for people who are putting out music CDs, of course, now people are doing things streaming, but if you're a person trying to put things on the radio, it's helpful to have what number each track is and how long it is. And it's like that would be a really important thing to have, and to be able to actually see it and read it, because some of the designs are like, you just can't see them. So, yeah. All right, let's try this one. Go down, Moses.
Thank you.
Okay, so Children's Village, come over here, Mike. Children's Village of Jerusalem, Chad Miodea, from their Passover Sing-Along 2. All right, this is WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Still trying to get things going here, but yeah, we're here. We're here. I will not be here next week because it's just before the Seder, so I'll be heading over to the Tremont Street Shul where there will be a community Seder that I will be partaking of. And then on the second night, I'll be over in Brighton with some friends over there. So I hope that everybody who needs to finds a place to have a Seder. If you can't find one, go to the Hillel. The Hillel will probably be able to pick you, hook you up, or they probably have. Probably have to make reservations. You might check that out. Or, you know, talk to any of the synagogues in the neighborhood where you are, because some of them do have community seders, or we'll match you up with people, you know, who are having seders. So that's one way you can do it. Signed the contract to sell my chametz, all those products that we're not allowed to eat during this time, and made a donation. They call it me'ot chitim. So that's so that people who are less fortunate can have funds to prepare for the holiday what they need. And so let me share a little bit from this book, Hasidic Insights into the Cycle of the Jewish Year, adapted from the works of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem M. Schneerson Shlita. Timeless Patterns in Time is the name of the book. It's a two-volume set. And let's share, see a little bit from this on Pesach. The Exodus, an experience of the present as well as the past. So that's interesting. It's not just about the past. Okay, it's adapted from the Sichos of the first days of Pesach, 5732. Likutei Sichos, Volume 1, Yud Tes Kislev and Purim, 5727. All right, so those are all the references for those of you who are keeping track. The bread our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. More than a mere commemoration of past history, a Jewish holiday is an event to be personally experienced and relived. Every Jewish holiday has a contemporary message for every Jew in every time and place. This is particularly true of Pesach, as our sages declare. In every generation, a person is obligated to regard himself or herself as if he or she personally left Egypt. This is the purpose of the Seder, which means order, on Pesach Eve, to provide every individual with an opportunity to experience an exodus from his own personal house of bondage. The opening of the Seder expresses this concept by introducing the recitation of the story of the Exodus with the declaration, Halachma Anya, behold, the bread of affliction. In his Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe notes, those who are meticulous take care to say Halachma or Halachma. This is like the bread of affliction, since the matzah we are eating is not the actual bread our forefathers ate, so it's like, not the. In his edition of the Haggadah, which is the book that we use for the Seder, however, the Alter Rebbe chooses the wording, Hey Lach Ma Anya. This emphasizes that the Seder is intended to move us to the point where we ourselves experience a liberation from slavery and view the matzah before us as the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. So this whole thing is like a learning experience, and having all these different symbols and things to get involve the children and to get the adults to ask questions. In every generation, a person is obliged to regard himself as if he personally left Egypt. Although we may never have been in Egypt, nor experience actual slavery, chas v'shalom, redemption can be real for us, for, as Hasidic thought explains, Egypt is not only a geographical location, but also a state of mind. In fact, the Hebrew name for Egypt, Mitzrayim, is almost identical to the word Mitzarim, which means straits or limitations. In other words, our personal exodus from Egypt involves self-transcendence, lifting ourselves out of our natural limitations. We each possess a soul, a spark of God, and like God himself, this spark is infinite and unbounded. On the personal level, Egypt symbolizes those influences and forces which confine and limit this spiritual potential. The nature of this personal Egypt varies according to one's character and degree of refinement. One person's Egypt may be defined by his selfish desires and natural drives. Another's by the bounds of intellect and reason. There is even an Egypt of holiness, a state in which a person committed to spiritual growth restricts his potential for advancement, accepting his natural limitations as permanent. All of these Egypts confine our infinite godly nature. Leaving Egypt means leaping over all these and any other barriers and constraints, and bringing our infinite spiritual potential to the surface. A personal experience of redemption affects the totality of our divine service. As long as a person lives within his personal Egypt, as long as the infinite potential of his soul is denied expression, he will perceive the observance of the Torah and its mitzvahs as external to himself, separate from the essence of his being. When I say his, it means his or her, so I don't say it each time. When a person relives the Exodus and uncovers his essential godly nature, he develops a deeper connection with the Torah. Experiencing a personal exodus from Egypt thus becomes the great foundation and strong pillar of our Torah and our faith, with relevance extending far beyond the time of the Pesach celebration and applying to every moment of our lives. When the exodus is understood this way, every dimension of Jewish conduct and every mitzvah a person performs becomes a step out of Egypt and an expression of his inner godly potential, an opportunity to realize his true self. To emphasize that the exodus from Egypt is an ongoing experience, the Alter Rebbe omitted the passage beginning Chazal Sidur Pesach, the Pesach Seder has been concluded, from his text of the Haggadah. Similarly, in other words, it's not finished, it's not concluded. Similarly, in token of the continuing relevance of the Exodus, we recall the redemption from Egypt in our daily prayers, both morning and evening. So it does continue on a little bit more. Turning point in spiritual history. The continued significance of the Exodus from Egypt can be viewed from another perspective. The Torah says of the Jewish people, "They are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as slaves." The redemption from Egypt and the subsequent experience of receiving the Torah established the identity of the Jewish people as servants of God and not servants of servants. After leaving Egypt, they could never again be subject to the same kind of servitude. The Maharal of Prague explains that the freedom achieved through the Exodus transformed the essential nature of our people. Through the Exodus, we acquired the nature of free men, despite subsequent conquests and subjugation by other nations. The fundamental nature of the Jewish people has not changed. Our freedom is maintained only because, in a spiritual sense, God is constantly taking us out of Egypt. The miracle of the redemption is thus not an event of the past, but a constant recurrence in our daily lives. This ongoing experience of redemption that is realized throughout our lives is intensified by reliving the Exodus during the Pesach holiday. May the personal redemption experienced by every individual at that time hasten the redemption of our entire people and lead to the fulfillment of the hope expressed at the climax of the Haggadah, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem. Now, my friends are leaving next Sunday to go to be in Israel, to be in Jerusalem. How wonderful. With the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. So beautifully put. I hadn't looked into this book for a while, and I'm so glad I pulled it out. It's Timeless Patterns in Time, Hasidic Insights into the Cycle of the Jewish Year, adapted from the works of the Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem M. Schneerson Zatzal. Okay, so we've got something now called Lail Shemurim, and that is the night of watching, and I believe we're set to see Got it in the English in here. Ah, where did it go? I thought I saw English. There it is. Okay. So, Oh, one. That's what we want. Okay, so this is CD 2.
Thank you.
That was from a live performance by Warren Bird and David Shevin. The CD is called Avadim Chayinu. Once we were slaves, and we listened to the title, let's see, Avadim Malkinu, no, Avinu Malkinu. There we go. Beautiful. Yes, just wonderful. I went to that live performance many years ago. Okay, so before that, we heard Yaakov Kasavitsky, a fabulous cantor of days past, and Zevulun Kvartin from the CD called Lyle Shmurim, a collection of prayers for Passover and the Omer counting. So after the holiday of Passover, we start to count the Omer. I'll talk more about that next week, not next week, but the week after. But we count from the time of our freedom to the time that we receive the Torah, the law that we're to live by. So we count 49 days, and the 50th day will be Shavuos. So we start, Passover is the beginning of the year for us, in the month of Nisan, which is the month we're in. An interesting note, I know some of the weather forecasters were showing that in the nighttime sky, just after sunset, there's a whole beautiful lineup of planets, including Venus and Mars and Saturn. And some you can see with the naked eye, some is better if you have binoculars. But if you look toward the west, I think you'll be able to see it if it's clear out, not raining. Last night I could see Venus, but I couldn't see the others. Right after sunset, just above the horizon is when you could see some of the smaller planets, but they go below the horizon very quickly. So where I was situated, there were houses in the way and I couldn't really see. But if you're in a place where you can, it's good to look up and see that. So let's see, what did I want to share? There's so many things that I went to this fabulous, fabulous concert. Sarah's Blooms. It was a 2023 Jimmy Fund benefit concert to benefit glioblastoma research at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in memory of Sarah Jane Bowling. And it featured Zamir Karel of Boston, Joshua Jacobson, artistic director, Kolenu, Boston's Jewish Community Corps, Carol Martin, artistic director, and the musical friends of Sarah Jane Bowling, Elijah Botkin, artistic director. There were world premieres by composers Charles Osborne, Nick Page, Robbie Solomon, Daniel Gill, and more. And everything was just done so beautifully. The performances were fabulous, and it was out at Temple Emmanuel in Newton, Mass. They did have a live stream available. I don't know if you can go on and get that now, but I was thrilled to be at that, and I got to see my friends Dan and Shosh Gill from down in Sharon, and his composition, The Narrow Bridge, was played, not the entire thing, but part of it, and it's just, he's a wonderful composer, and it was just fantastic. Just looking through, they had put out a very beautiful, glossy program, and let's see. So there was another gentleman that also passed away from this same terrible disease. They mentioned some people that I didn't know had this disease, and I think they said Einstein was one of the people who died from this, and George Gershwin. They ended up with two songs, one of George Gershwin who died from this. And they ended up with the Molly Picon song, Abigazint, I think you say. A little bit of sun, I wish I knew the Yiddish, a little bit of rain, a peaceful place to lay your head. As long as you're healthy, you can be happy. A shoe, a sock, a dress without patches, in your pocket 3 or 4 zlotys. As long as you're healthy, you can be happy. The air is free for all alike. The sun shines for everyone, rich or poor. A little bit of joy, a little bit of laughter. Once in a while with friends, drink a little bit of schnapps. As long as you're healthy, you can be happy. Some seek wealth, some seek power, to conquer the whole world. Some think that all happiness depends only on money. Let them all search. Let them all scrounge. But I think, for myself, that I have no use for this, because happiness stands at my door. A little bit of sun, a little bit of rain, a peaceful place to lay your head. As long as you're healthy, you can be happy. Molly Picon. And I think Abe Edelstein is also involved. I don't know who did which part, the words. Maybe Molly Picon did the lyrics, and maybe Abe Edelstein did the music. And actually, the person who organized this whole event sang, let's see if I can find now, Jordan Lee Wagner, who was the manager of the concert, and he sang It Ain't Necessarily So by George Gershwin, and he was fabulous. It was just quite wonderful. I used to sing for a brief period of time with Kolenu, and when it came time for the COVID stuff, I didn't stay with it because it was online and I found it too hard. One of the performers was Taki Masuko, who is a percussionist. And I studied a tiny little bit with him. He's quite fabulous. And let's see who else was involved. There were a couple of other soloists, wonderful soloists. Bruce Kreditor on clarinet, Krista Buckland Reisner on violin. Who else? I hate to leave people out. But anyway, it says an average of 20 to 25 clinical trials are available to neuro-oncology patients at Dana-Farber. Well, I didn't know that. So, let's see. We had Terry Helko on piano, Edwin Sandborn on piano. And Charles Osborne was one of the composers. Nick Page, who is known around town for a lot of the choral events. Let's see if they put it in there. He has led Boston's Mystic Chorale and is conducted around the world, leading at three of the four Carnegie Halls, Pittsburgh, New York, and Scotland. Amazing. And Robbie Solomon, composer of choral works and synagogue repertoire. Beautiful, beautiful compositions. They did a Salomone Rossi, a Hebreo. That was quite interesting. And anyway, it was a privilege to be at this event. I didn't know the woman, Sarah, who this was in memory of, but I was glad to publicize it a little bit and, you know, spread the word about it. Okay, so there's this wonderful site that I love to look at, Israel 21st Century, and I'll share something from that in just a minute. Let me share some music for us here. What have we got? We've got, let's see. Let's put this up.
Soif Maser, מחשבות חילה. אוי לך די לי לקרס קלה, פני שבס נקבלה. אוי לך די לי לקרס קלה, פני שבס נקבלה. אוי לך די לי לקרס קלה, פני שבס נקבלה. אוי לך די לי לקרס קלה, פני שבס נקבלה.
Shabbos Nekabelah.